Righto, regularly on a Friday at this time, we're joined by two distinguished gentlemen, but one of those is actually having an operation. He's having a knee operated on today, so we wish Simon Dinopoulos all the very best with that. So Brad Gray's come on really by himself. He demanded time. He said, "Nah, let me get our Randwick best out there from Racing New South Wales." Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, the Lone Ranger today. I've been called a lot of things in my time, but a distinguished gentleman, that's a new one,
yeah,
so I'll take that.
No, go for it, because I don't normally offer those sort of things, so when it's distinguished, enjoy it. Hey, Randwick, we're on a soft six at the moment, and listening to Nevesh there 10 minutes ago, it sounds like it's probably going to stay there.
Yeah, that's a curious one, isn't it? Because we're headed for a reasonable day today, 31 degrees tomorrow, but as Nevesh said, they're tipping a little thunderstorm potentially overnight with 5 to 10 mils of rain. So, yeah, he knows. So if we're going to be looking at a soft track, it does certainly change a few things there. So at least we can play with a little bit of confidence now, knowing what the service will probably likely be.
All right. Now, this is happening in front of us, Brad. Leanne back in the studio there. Blake Shin has ridden in trials this morning, and he's got 10 minutes right now. Can we just ring Blake Shin, and we'll get him on air with us, Brad, and we'll get him on air and just see how the body is. So that'll happen in just a tick. So, Brad, let's start giving your thoughts for Randwick, and the first of them is in race three.
Yeah, I think it's a day where we can play around a couple of odds, and the first of those is Catesby. $9 at the moment, I think it's a great price with Tab Fixed Odds. He's a horse that's got his hoof on the till. It's been a handy pickup for Greg McFarlane, ex-Godolphin horse, of course. He ran a couple of placings before running midfield last start. The Ducks did look a line for him to run really well there at Warwick Farm last start, but I don't think he just handled the heavy conditions all that well. He boxed away, honestly. That was a lot deeper race than this one here. The likes of Test the World, Surplush and Pekins all finished behind him. There's no horses of that quality here. Sharply back in grade, hence the weight rise, but Robbie Dolan is flying the apprentice and he claims three, which is handy at this time of year. Was very confident about his chances, even with Madfart in the field. Now that horse has been scratched with a vet certificate. That was the likely leader, so it takes another layer of speed out. He should get complete control from the front, and I think he should be about half the odds he is at the moment, given that element of how he's going to get the run in front there, I should say. So that's race three, number one, Catesby.
Yeah, right now he's $9, Catesby, in race three. Race three, number one. We'll get to Brad's other tips in just a tick, but Blake Shin is joining us straight from the Randwick Trials, and I do thank him for taking our call. Morning to you, Blake.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
What a thrill, mate. I've seen a video of your first trial. I know you've been back riding a little bit of track work the last couple of mornings, mate. How's it feel?
Yeah, it feels really good to be back at my first official trials this morning, just sitting here at Randwick, get a little break between trials, and it was super to get on that first trial, slow burn for Les Breach, and get back out there. And to be honest, it just feels like no different as before, which is a great sign. And I've done 8 trials in a row, put my body to the test, and it's held up remarkably well, so I couldn't be more happier.
That's fantastic. You got the tick off to come and do this by your specialist earlier in the week, and you were confident, you know, talking pre-Christmas that, you know, your specialist was going to give you that approval and you'd be straight back into it. What are the expectations about riding in races, Blake?
Look, Andrew, to be honest, I really wanted to get through today and a few mornings of track work and just assess how I coped. I've put my body to the test over, you know, the past few months of training vigorously and getting myself right to come back to track work and trials. And I didn't want to return until I felt I was 110% ready. I didn't feel that was, I felt that was the necessary thing to do. And I think that's paid dividends. And judging how I feel today, I don't think I'm far away from returning to the races. I'll just get through the next couple of days, work out a plan. But I'd say I'd be returning to races towards the end of the month.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll monitor that. The good news is, mate, I can hear it in your voice. I think you're like a little kid with a lolly jar in front of you. You're just excited to be back amongst it, given that that fall was way back in the early part of August.
Yeah, for sure. Look, it's been a challenging time. As we know, jockeys, we put our life at risk every time we're out there. Falls happen. It happened to me. I had a serious injury. I was lucky not to be quadriplegic. I've walked away from that. We've had a hard road back to get myself right. We're back now. We're ready to get back into business and full steam ahead and get back into the autumn carnival and hopefully take out some of the big races. I can't wait.
No, all right, mate. I know that you'll have a trial coming up, so I just wanted to get a few minutes. I know many of our listeners will be rapt just to hear you say that your body's handled it really well, mate, and we look forward to seeing you back. Thanks for taking our call, mate.
Thanks for your support, Andrew, and everyone else too. Take care.
Good on you, Blake. Blake Shin out there at the Randwick Trials. Brad Gray is with us from Racing New South Wales. Sounds very enthusiastic about being back at some stage, you would say, in the second half of this month, Brad.
Yeah, and how good will it be to have him back? He's a world-class jockey, so to have him back in the riding ranks will certainly be a big boom for us as we head in towards the carnival.
I tell you, I've got Catsby at $9, race 3, number 1. Now, please take us to your next tip here in race 4.
Yeah, this is a bit of a Hail Mary, this one. Race 4, A Letter to Juliet, $41 at the moment. you have to bear with me here as I make a bit of a case.
No, well, I wanted you to say it because I thought the text might have been incorrect.
no autocorrect on that one. I had a good look at this race after seeing the price of the few favourites, and I think it's very easy to poke a few holes in all of them, really. Trained by Gary White, unassuming kind of mare, and I think she just tends to slip under the radar a little bit when it comes to her price. First up last campaign in this same grade of race, she won at $31 and beat Sweet Victory, who's a $7 chance here. So I just think they've missed her a little bit. The major difference between this first up run is it's over 1,500 metres and not 1,800 metres. So that's a little negative there, but she's drawn to get all the favours. I think she's right in this and certainly worth an each-way ticket at the Monster Odds. As I said at the top, I think it's the right profile of race to really gamble on a roughie, and we're with that man, Robbie Dolan, again. So he's in flying form, and hopefully that continues there on Saturday.
He is. Robbie's riding regular winners on a Saturday or a midweek in town, and he gets the claim there off the 60, as you've explained. So a big one for Brad Gray. Race 4, number 2, Letter to Juliet, currently at $41 and $8 in race number 4. And you're going to the old favourite in the summer sprint.
Yeah, the old boy, Jungle Edge. He's just such a good race for him, and that little interest just peaked up a little bit more. I reckon Mick Bell and the team will certainly be listening to Nevesh there earlier, saying that they're probably going to be in the soft range, because that's such a big difference for this horse. It's a completely different beast, as we know, when there's a bit of cut in the track, and he does look to get that. He isn't getting any younger, but it's a lovely race for him here, even with the big weight. I think if he turns up at his best, he'll win. He was too slippery for his rivals there at Ballarat last start, And it certainly doesn't look to be the last time we'll see him in the winner's stall. 1,000-metre race, but he should get complete control here. I think Battle Anthem will be the one offering a bit of company, the rank outsider. But should be able to steal a couple of mid-race sectionals. I don't know a great deal about the jockey Chelsea Hall, but it's certainly worth noting that she has ridden five winners from her past 12 rides. And Jungle Edge is a pretty uncomplicated horse. You just roll along out in front and let him kick for home. So the query, as I say, will be the drying track. But if we stay in that soft range, which does look likely, he's going to be really hard to run down here despite the weight. So that's race 5, number 1, Jungle Edge.
All right, and currently is 350 behind Single Bullet there again for Robbie Dolan at 270. But Jungle Edge 350 as it stands. All right, so they're the three for Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. 3-1 Cattersby at 9. 4-2 Letter to Juliet currently at 41. And 5-1 Jungle Edge at $3.50. When I get off, I'm just going to have to make sure that I remind myself to have something each way on the Letter to Juliet.
Yes, and I'll be waiting for my sling if it lobs in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, it'll be lobbing. It'll be lobbing. Good on you, Brad. Lots of information on the Racing New South Wales website.
Yep, over the next couple of hours, we'll keep punching it out there, including tips for every race.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. Sally Snow's going to join us in a few minutes. Just while we're getting Sally up, Barry Bowditch has popped in, Managing Director for Magic Millions. How are things, Barry? My voice is just starting to quiver a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's been a long week. You know, plenty of great results, and you know, burning the candle at both ends from my end. So, you know, it's been good fun, though. And the sale's tracking along really, really well at this point. You know, we're around 85% clear. It's an average of 251, which is huge. And I think we're 14 million up at gross at the same point as last year. So if we can track along at the same momentum for the next day and a half, we'll have a really, really good result.
We replayed an interview earlier this morning that I did with John Gosden yesterday, and I'm rapt that I got the privilege of interviewing him. But the one thing that came through to me was there are people internationally that are focused in on Australian racing because of the prize money, and he just said, you are a long way in front of the UK and Northern America. Our prize money is remarkable.
Yeah, well, as you know, like we're one of the benchmarks in the world for prize money. Now, when you look at what Peter Volandis and Racing New South Wales have done in Victoria, are keeping up, and now Queensland are lifting their game. So things are going in the right direction, and there's great positivity. And as you know, the horses that are coming to this sale now have, you know, the market's showing that these horses can make plenty of money due to the rate of prize money here in Australia.
What about today? How does it look day three? Can it continue to be solid again?
I think it's a good solid day. I'm not necessarily saying there's going to be a $1 million horse today, but the horses I'd keep an eye out today are lot 624, the Written Tycoon colt out of Golden Penny. Mm-hmm. I think he's been particularly busy. I think the I'm Invincible colt out of Hurdle Myrtle.
Yep.
Group 1 winning mare that Matt Smith trained, he'll sell very well. And late today, there's not a singled out colt out of Madame Andre. Chestnut colt there, probably sell about 5:15 this afternoon from Arrowfield Studs Draft. That'd be the three for sure I'd keep my eye on. I just think it'll be a solid day selling, and you know, if we get a $1 million horse, it'd be a great result.
That would be a great result, but I think it tells us that it's an even catalogue today. There's going to be consistent, because there's still a lot of people there that have got a fair bit of money that they haven't been able to spend yet.
That's right. Luckily for us, I think there's plenty of buyers out that haven't filled their orders, and we've had $9 million horses so far, and we only had 9 last year, so anything from here would be a bonus. But you know, I think there's plenty of value to be found at the lower to middle end, and you know, trainers are coming up to me and saying, I couldn't believe I bought this for this price. So there's not all the horses are making big money, but the buyers are walking away pleased.
Yeah, they are. Looking back a little bit on yesterday, you know, the breakfast in bed, I was interviewing John Gosden when it was developing in front of us. The Champagne Cath lot 446 goes to Guy Mulcaster and has that link to Chris Waller, obviously, who trained Champagne Cath.
That's right. So Champagne Cath was trained by Chris Waller. Then she was sold here to Nick Vass, and Nick Vass brought the colt back here and you know, 1.2 million later.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Just stay around, because Sally Snow's joining us from our TAB Thoroughbred wagering team with a couple of good things for Randwick tomorrow. Morning to you, Sally.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well indeed up here. It's a hive of activity. I know TAB's got a big function tonight with many Queensland participants going to, and we're looking forward to a monster day for Magic Millions over the... continuing today here at the sales, the race day tomorrow, and then a big sales tomorrow night, Sally. It's all happening.
Oh, it's all happening. It's a fantastic weekend up there. I must get up there one year, but we're really excited about the Gold Coast meeting. We've decided, a bit last minute, we're going to actually execute the early bird promotion today. So 2 hours away, and we're going to switch on 110% markets across the 4 metro tracks tomorrow.
Okay, so that kicks in at midday as it was doing the spring, and you get that cut. So you'll get a little, you know, if you fancy something now at 5, you get a little bonus bet after midday today.
Yeah, that's right. I'd say, like, you're stacking a $5 chance, you might get $6, but just, you know, tremendous value, especially with these big fields at the Gold Coast and even Randwick and Flemington, where you've got, you know, decent field sizes. 110% is just, you know, awesome value for punters. You just got to get locked and loaded for 12 p.m.
Okay, so it kicks off at midday, the early bird specials with the Gold Coast, with Randwick, with Flemington and Gawler tomorrow, the South Australian meeting at Gawler. So they're the 4. The early birds kick in at midday today. I'll have to put the alarm on the phone and then readjust with the Queensland time.
Yeah, that's it. There's plenty of tips going around, so there's plenty to fire up on, isn't
exactly.
there?
Exactly. No, there is. All right, Sally, so what are your good things for Randwick?
Yeah, Randwick, race 3, number 2, Ghostly. I really like the way this horse has returned from a recent spell. It was formerly with Godolphin and James Cummings, and it's now trained by David Pfeiffer. Dave's been on fire of late. It resumed over an unsuitable 1,000-metre trip. It just went back and sat wide, but It did hit the line very strongly behind the impressive Heart Conquered. And this race tomorrow is definitely a drop back in grade. The step up to 1,200 metres is definitely going to suit it. And it just looks to get the perfect run from the draw. And I think the $5 is definitely worth the wager.
All right, so $5 right now with a kick in after midday, you'd feel. So that's race 3, number 2, Ghostly. And where's the other one?
In race 4, number 6, Tory Joy. This is a Waller-trained 4-year-old mare, and it's just starting to live up to its early potential. The form this prep has been solid before a very good win last start at the Kenzo track in really good time. It over-raced slightly, but McDonald just let it go at the Ezra Vita mark, and it just ran away with the race. Now, tomorrow, gate 9 might look a little bit tricky on paper, but she has the leader drawn inside her in Hysterical, and it should just be able to give it a nice card across. If that's the case, then I think she's going to be very hard to beat as well.
Okay, so that's Tory Joy currently at $3.20. We'll wait and see what happens there after midday. All right, so the two for Sally, 3-2 and 4-6. Now, I know you're having a little break after the weekend, but you're setting up that we'll have certainly, it's Tim, isn't it? Tim Ryan next week?
Yeah, Tim Ryan is the form analyst here at the Tab. He's the best in the business, and he'll definitely tip a lot of winners on the way.
All right, so we'll do that on Wednesdays and Fridays with Tim. All right, Sally, enjoy your weekend and your little break.
Thanks, Andrew. Talk to
good you. On you. Sally Snow from the Tab Thoroughbred Wagering Team. So that is news that's come out this morning. The early bird specials from the Tab, they proved so successful during the spring for you, the punter. They're going to kick in from midday today for those four meetings. So the Gold Coast, Randwick, Flemington and Gawler, you'll get an extra little kick from midday. Barry, just wanted to wrap it up, mate, with you. It's been great to be here for Sky Sports Radio for the last four mornings. We're trackside tomorrow morning, kicking it off with the best Saturday start with all the interviews and the information for our listeners and viewers. But I think it's been an enormous week so far, but really the best is yet to come. The sales are fantastic, but that race day, I just love it.
Yeah, we can't wait for $10 million day. Obviously, we'll pack out the Gold Coast here tomorrow. There's a great buzz around town, isn't there? Like, you know, the bars and the restaurants each night are full of people waiting for this race day. And there's plenty of horses from all over the eastern seaboard up here for the race day. And, you know, expectations are high. We can't wait.
No, exactly. All right, mate. So with the sales, kicks off in... I've got to work out an hour. Yeah, an hour from now. And then it goes through right through today. Then the race day tomorrow, and then the action of the sales continues Saturday night. Now, what happens after that?
So, yeah, Saturday night we'll go from 6 p.m. through to about 9:30. Then Sunday we have a book two session, which is still plenty of good buying there, and it'll start at 11 a.m. on Sunday.
On Sunday. Mm. Is that Queensland time?
That's Queensland
11,
time.
11, so it kicks off at midday. And I will say, you're able to go onto the Magic Millions website and watch it all unfold right over the weekend, Saturday night, Sunday. You can do that by going to that website. Barry, thank you for having us. We look forward to being inside again on TV with the sales, and have a great weekend.
Great. Thanks for your coverage, guys.
Good on you, Barry.